You clock out, we clock in. Welcome to the Torn by Sports Lunch Break.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Torn by Sports Lunch Break. Joining me today is Devier Hamilton, wide receiver and commit to the University of Utah. How are you doing today, Devier?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, I assume you're enjoying some Southern California weather before you end up in cold Salt Lake City during the winters.
Trying to get the last of it before I leave, just a little bit.
Sounds good. Well, I mean, when do you leave? When will you be up on campus for the University of Utah?
Well, I'll be up in campus in the next few months, like a few times, but then I'm pretty much leaving a few days after graduation.
Okay. All right. I know Utah fans are really excited, especially as they see you on Twitter and on and the way you've been tweeting about the Utes. I have to ask you a question. I saw that you got a pretty sweet Utah Utes jacket. Are you wearing that thing almost 24/7?
Yes. I'm wearing it most of the time. I'm really trying to wear it for Sunday day.
All right, sounds good. What are some of the reasons? Let's start with this. How was the recruiting process for you? I mean, how did you go about making the decision to come to Utah?
It was mostly a family thing, and I felt like that was the biggest family I really can be a part of.
Yeah, was there anything specific that keyed you off into you could be a part of the Utah family?
This pretty much being a big brotherhood, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, it is a impressive brotherhood. I'm sure you watched some of the drives this last season, and the football team's definitely all about family. I mean, but, you know, the wide receiver position, your key position is, the Utes are losing Britton Covey and Kenneth Scott. I'm wondering what you expect to bring to the table this coming season for the Utes at wide receiver.
I'm expecting to bring a bunch of big plays, because I know we like that, and it's a bunch of explosions to the offense.
Yeah, what kind of routes or what kind of positions do you like to be in to make those big plays? What do you think needs to happen?
Just give me the ball, and I can do whatever I can do to make it best happen.
All right, you're just going to be the playmaker. They get you the ball, you're going to make it happen.
Yes.
All right, sounds good. I mean, maybe if you could talk to me a little bit what your visit was like. I know you came down for the November 21st against UCLA. What was your visit like? What did you think of the atmosphere on campus and at the stadium?
I thought it was real good. I loved everything I really saw. And then it was just basically home from another place.
Yeah, so are you looking forward to playing in front of the 40,000-plus each home game next season?
Yes.
All right. Well, if you wanted to say anything to Utah fans, I mean, a lot of them are going to be able to listen to this interview. What would you say to them to be amped up about you coming to the U next year?
Go Utes, and let's get on this road to the national championship.
All right, sounds good. National championship sounds great. All right, well, thanks, Devier, for taking some time out of your day, and go Utes.
Go Utes.
This has been a Torn Life Sports production.